Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Realtor from Gillette enters not guilty plea in alleged identity theft for commission collection. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. In Campbell County District Court on Friday, Tammy Leanne Hinson, a Gillette realtor, pled not guilty to charges of identity theft and forgery. The 57-year-old who owns First Class Realty in Gillette is accused of stealing the identities of three former employees, Michael M.G. Stelflug, Will Collier, and Chad Freet. Cowboy State Daily reported Hinson allegedly forged their signatures on the sale documents of foreclosed properties aiming to collect higher commissions. The defendant appeared alongside her attorney, Ryan Healy, and entered the plea before Campbell County District Judge James Michael Causey. Hinson faces six felony charges in connection with these allegations. She's accused of pocketing the more than $11,000 in commissions on the sale of three foreclosed properties with PennyMac loan services dating back to 2017, according to court documents. All three men stated that they were employed at the time the contracts were signed and, in fact, went to close more deals after. Hinson did not have employment records to provide to police, according to the charging documents. If found guilty, each count carries a penalty of up to 10 years in prison, a $10,000 fine, or both. Barrasso and Lummis argue bump stocks don't make guns automatic. ATF should stay out of it. Wyoming's U.S. senators are teaming up with a Laramie-based firearms law expert in arguing that the federal government can't tighten gun control laws without congressional action. Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis filed an amicus brief on Friday in the U.S. Supreme Court case of Garland versus Cargill that's not just a gun rights argument. It's also the latest in several recent attempts to chip away at the executive branch's authority to interpret the laws it prosecutes. According to Cowboy State Daily, the brief says Congress, not the executive, is responsible for making laws. It challenges the use of executive-enabling legal precedent called Chevron deference, which tells courts to defer to executive branch agencies' interpretations of the laws they're enforcing. It's wrong to let federal agencies craft interpreting rules that can put people in prison, the brief argues, citing the U.S. Constitution's emphasis on governmental restraint in the area of criminal law. The brief calls it tyranny to let agencies craft and interpret rules with criminal penalties attached because the rules can change every time there's a new president. Wyoming's two senators signed on to the amicus brief with seven other Republican senators, the Independence Institute, and a slate of law and history professors. Co-authoring their brief as legal counsel is George Moscari, a professor of law at the University of Wyoming and a firearms law expert. A bump stock is a device that bumps a trigger back to its neutral position quickly, enabling a semi-automatic firearm to shoot faster. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for years said bump stocks don't make rifles automatic and therefore don't make them illegal. But when a shooter with a bump stock unloaded into a Jason Aldean concert in Las Vegas and killed 58 people in 2017, then-President Donald Trump urged his ATF to take another look at that rule. The ATF did and declared, following a 2018 rulemaking process, that bump stocks do convert firearms into illegal automatic weapons. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.